It's Wednesday, the 1st of March. I have no idea what that is. Just started up there now. What a racket. Yeah. It's Wednesday, the 1st of March, 9 a.m. I had an extra hour in bed this morning. When we got up, the skies were absolutely clear blue. And there's another frost, so another lovely morning in the offing. Well, it's clouded over. In an hour, it's clouded over, and there's only remnants of blue sky towards the east. So I guess we're not going to get a bright sunny day. But there you go. At least it's not raining. And it's not really windy. It's a breeze. There is a white frost on things this morning. They'll dissipate. And disappear. So many noises. Horns tooting. Yeah. Guess someone's getting something alteration to their home over there. Anyway, had a fantastic sleep last night. I say fantastic because it really was. Up once, about 3:30. Back into bed, straight off to sleep again. And slept till 8. And that was an alarm. Set an alarm for 8. So that was from, let's say 10 till 8. Well, that's 10 hours. I say 9.5 hours. In bed and mostly sleeping in a coma. What a difference getting that fantastic night's sleep. So anyway, I'm feeling good this morning. I feel a bit tired and I've got a bit sore. I was doing something a couple of days ago and you know how it takes a couple of days before the aches and pains come out. Well, last night I had, you know, a tight muscles around the back of the neck and the top of the shoulders. And so, yeah, I just felt a bit sore all over, kind of thing. So I asked my wife to run a bath when we got back from Lithgow with Redox. And I had a bath. I haven't had a bath. I can't remember last time I had a bath. Jeez. And it felt great, lowering yourself into that hot water, hot soapy Redoxy water. And lying back and go, oh Lord, this is fantastic. Oh, don't want to come out. But I can't stand baths for any length of time, so I think it was about 10 minutes and then I was back out again. I wish I could linger longer in a luxurious bath, but I can't. I haven't got the patience for it. I know people going and read books. Things like that, but there you go. So anyway, I did feel better coming out of it. Maybe that helped me get an even better night's sleep. I don't know. But this morning, the shoulders are feeling much freer. Just a slight tightness. I went up to Andrew's farm to do a little job for them. So I got a wee blather with Andrew and Jenny and George. Try and get it done. It's a be outside, you're trying to tell me if this weather's going to change. But anyway, it won't be there long, a couple of hours probably. So I'm looking forward to going up there. Social event at the farm. Other than that, not a lot going on this time of the year. Getting on with things. Looking forward to spring proper when there's a heat in the air. I was at a lady's house just over. Just literally, as a crow flies, about 150 metres from here. An old friend of my wife's, Ellen. My wife's not called Ellen, this friend's called Ellen. And her front of her home faces south. And all her daffs are out, full bloom. Couldn't believe it. But there you go. And my daffs are and here in the back garden, which faces south, but it's got a lot of shielding, you know, from the trees and shrubs. Yes, they're hanging back. They're letting the snowdrops have their day for the moment. So the 1st of March, and also Ash Wednesday. It's also the first day of Lent in the Christian calendar. And Ash Wednesday, 40 days of, 40 days of doing something different, whatever it is. So today's a day of fasting and abstinence, so no big meals and no meat. We'll survive. I'm sure we won't fade away. It's very early this year. My wife did say that 1 year began in her birthday, which is the 17th of February, which is extremely early. But anyway, it won't be long till Easter. Goodness sake. Yeah, it's done about Easter already. So anyway, things are moving on through the year. We're getting in there bit by bit, day by day. And a song about that. Feels raw this morning. Quite raw.